and welcome to End Goals, an LCMS Youth Ministry podcast. I'm host Reverend Mark Kiesling, and I'm with DCE Juliana Schultz. We are here to bring parents, church workers, and lay leaders discussions and resources to help your youth ministry meet its end goal, which is young people who are disciples of Jesus Christ for life. Today, we're going to talk about volunteers at the LCMS Youth Gathering.
The 2025 LCMS Youth Gathering coming very soon.
Yes.
Will bring over 1,000 loving, energetic, flexible and faithful volunteers to New Orleans, Louisiana. Our volunteers are just a highly valued and deeply needed element of the gathering experience, and it's so critical to its overall success. So whether you're an adult looking to serve for the full length of the gathering or part of the gathering, whether you're a young adult who's ready to serve in Orange and our Orange Nation, there are lots of ways to serve, and we are really thankful for all of those volunteers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mark, what's the history of volunteers at the gathering?
Well, let alone the volunteers that we have that serve maybe 18 months to 3 years in planning the gathering. We have, like you said, 1,000 plus volunteers that serve on site. This next time in 2025, we're going to have terminology like ambassadors and young adult volunteers and Team Flex, but they all have kind of their own history in the gathering. I'll start with ambassadors. They used to be called community life builders. They have a long history at the gathering, at least back to 1992, because I know at my gathering that I attended, we had CLBs in our hotel. So I know that. So they go back that long. And they were highly connected to the hotel life at the gathering, especially even in programming. So they were mainly pastors and commissioned ministers. They often led Bible studies or even worship on Sunday mornings if the gathering were over a Sunday, and to allow that programmatic and connection time in the hotels. And as the need changed, as the needs changed for the gathering, so did the roles of ambassadors. And now they serve just amazing, a layer of hospitality and connection and information and safety for the event. And ambassadors are still key liaisons in the hotel. So every hotel for the gathering has an ambassador in them, if not two. But they also serve in roles with traffic and safety and programming at the convention center.
And they're typically in yellow.
In yellow, you bet.
Okay.
It. So 1 year we deviated and
never
the
again.
Public, and we're back to yellow. Yeah, got to do it. Got to do it. So we're excited for that. So yeah, something that they are definitely known for. They stand out. Young adult volunteers also have an interesting history. They have served at the gathering in a number of ways, at least since 1995, but they're oftentimes recruited through the host district at that time. So it was young adults from the host district that would come. Not even sometimes congregations themselves or even their youth would serve in that way. And if my memory is correct, I think 2004 in Orlando was the first time YAVs were recruited from across the country and like stayed at the same hotel, and they were trained together and were really a group wearing their orange shirts and being Orange Nation. And then another big change happened a couple of years ago. I think maybe that was around 2010, and we brought YAVs and CLBs kind of under the same leadership team so that we kind of had two groups working together closely on the application process and the training and the mentorship that took place. And then we often hear from LCMS members that perhaps they missed the deadline for CLBs or ambassadors, or they can't commit to 7-8 days of service, but yet they want to come to the gathering. They want to serve our young people. They want to be a part of the event. And we really wanted to give them a chance to serve. So we started what we called on-site volunteers in 2016. We maybe only had like 12 to 15. It was kind of a small group that was just kind of invite only if they reached out to us and wanted to do it. We came up with a way to make that happen. We didn't really advertise or anything like that. And so we've been just so blessed also along with that of local volunteers in the gathering city. So local LCMS members who want to come to serve, whether it's New Orleans or San Antonio, Minneapolis, Houston, Orlando. We've just had hundreds of local volunteers who support us in so many ways. Again, sometimes maybe a day, a couple hours, but then also for the whole length of the event as too. And so going into 2019, we're going to be in Minneapolis. We knew we were going to have a large group of local volunteers with all our LCMS churches in Minnesota South District, Minnesota North District, even South Wisconsin, just across the border there. And they're in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And so we merged kind of local volunteers and on-site together and called them just on-site volunteers. And we had hundreds that did that year, which was great. And then 2022, we did a little bit of a change to that. We called it Team Flex because of their flexible service schedules and certainly flexible people that they are and how they serve the participants of the gathering. So that's both local volunteers, but then again, people from across the country that come and serve for a variety of days and times and in different ways. And we truly just couldn't host the event without them.
Oof, there are so many people who have contributed.
Yes,
like you said, not just our staff, but not just our planners, but all of these thousands and thousands of volunteers who have played a part in gatherings for a really long time. And I know because you get a chance to interface a lot with the city, with the people who run our major facilities, our security, all of those folks. And you share a little bit about, can you tell us a little bit about their reaction to our volunteers?
Absolutely. We hear in many, many ways, our people say, like, can we get your volunteers to come to all our events in the city? And that's everything from, again, the level of care and hospitality they bring for participants. And then the other thing that's really neat is that our volunteers then also witness to city people, whether that's staff at facilities, whether that's in our hotels, whether that's, again, some of our city officials that are part of it. They just see the love of Jesus that comes through our volunteers. And then, of course, the energy the apps bring. And so that is just something that they wish they could invite back for every conference that takes place in their city. And so it just provides another way that our event can share the love of Christ into a city when we got a lot going on, but yet the ambassadors give that another, and young adult volunteers give, and Team Flex gives that another layer to share God's love with people around them.
It's just amazing the way our volunteers change and impact and positively impact every aspect of our gathering. So joining us to talk more about volunteers at the gathering are two people who serve on our planning team by helping to manage our volunteers. Joining us is Lindsay Schmidt. She's been a DCE for 19 years and is still serving in her first call at Woodbury Lutheran. She serves as the director of Next Gen Ministries and loves working with middle school students. She and her husband, Tad, enjoy volunteering and serving at the gathering. This will be her 10th gathering, experiencing the gathering from different seats as participant, young adult volunteer, primary adult leader, community life builder, and planner. Also joining us is Leslie Sullivan. She's been a DCE for over 20 years now. This will be her 9th gathering. She currently serves as Celebrate Director at St. John's Lutheran Church in Cypress, Texas. She's been blessed to be married to her amazing husband, Brian, for 8 years, and they love volunteering and serving at the gathering together. We certainly love that you guys serve with us, and thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So we got to hear about you briefly in the intro. Can you tell us more about your vocations, your roles in youth ministry, and things that bring you joy?
Yeah, Juliana, thanks for inviting us to be part of this. My husband, Tad, and I love getting to serve the gathering, and it's always just a joy to get to be a part of helping this significant event happen. But when I'm not at the gathering, I get to work at Woodbury Lutheran in Minnesota, and I work with a pretty amazing group of parish professionals and volunteers. I've served here for my full career so far, and it's been a blessing to get to have relationships that have lasted decades, and also getting to walk alongside even some children of the youth that I served when I first came to Woodbury Lutheran. I didn't know that that would happen. I imagined that I would, you know, get a call and have to move somewhere different. And I've instead had the blessing of getting to serve generations of folks here at Woodbury Lutheran.
Yeah. And for me, 20 years, in some ways it passes by so fast. And in some ways, it has also just been a beautiful long journey of watching and growing and being a part of the gathering. But also just ministry is so full of wonderful, wonderful blessings and people to work with. I'm on my third call. I've been here at St. John in Cypress as a worship director now. So I did 15 years of youth ministry before I came to become to St. John here in Cypress to be the worship director. And the change has been really neat because it's also really neat to connect with our children and your youth and our families and watch their journey in worship, being part of different music groups that we have, things like that. It's been kind of a neat change to see that from being the hands-on youth ministry person to watching people grow and change and figure out their path in a different way. And I work with lots and lots of volunteers. So that's also why I enjoy being part of volunteer management, because what I kind of do every day in a way. And I just get to see it expounded upon at the gathering and meet so many wonderful, wonderful people and serve with wonderful, wonderful friends in ministry for so long.
That's one thing that's great about the gathering planning process is that the gathering gets better because the input people like you have into the process, that you are doing it day in, day out, doing it with excellence, doing it in congregations that really are wonderful about encouraging volunteer and connection processes even. I mean, like how many things we've learned from things you all do in your congregations, whether it's the right software to the right way to manage stuff, that we are so thankful that you're doing it day in, day out. When we only do an event once every 3 years, that's a long time in between events, that we get to have the expertise that you bring. So thank you for all the work that you do in your congregation so that we can benefit it from the gathering, certainly all the participants that get a benefit from it as well for the work that you do. One of the things that we love to hear from youth ministry leaders is about their junior and senior high school years. Can you share for us how Jesus used a key moment or moments or maybe people to bring you close to him or the church?
I can hop in. So my family moved a lot when we were younger, or when I was younger. My dad worked for IBM, and every time he was promoted, we got to move. And so I had the privilege of getting to kind of build community and grow as a follower of Jesus at a variety of LCMS churches around the country. Each one was different and unique, and my parents, in their faithfulness, they always looked for a place where they could serve and use their gifts and create a household rhythm for my sister and I that included worship and being in a small group or participating in classes, and most importantly, serving. And so up until until we moved between my 7th and 8th grade year, I didn't know there were any roles that you could have at church that were not being a choir director, a church secretary, preschool teacher, or a pastor. I thought those were the options. And when we moved between my 7th and 8th grade year, we moved to Peace Lutheran in Hearst, Texas, and they had a DCE, and his name was John Welty. And it was pretty profound. My mom actually says she thinks the reason my dad got the job he got was so that I could learn that I could be a DCE, that was a significant moment in my story because it opened up a career path. It opened up an opportunity for me to hear God's call into that. And also a very specific gifting of John Welty and his demeanor and manner, like just how he operated, was he was ready to let me jump into wherever leadership I wanted to jump into. And so he trusted me quickly. He gave me opportunity to lead. That by my junior year in high school, I had my own key to the church building, and I was scheduling adults to come as chaperones because I wanted to have events. And I knew that there needed to be someone who was 18 or older to take us to the hospital if something went wrong. And so I would coordinate adults to be there.
That's really good.
Feels very Lindsay.
I mean, I am about safety, y'all. I do want people to be safe. And so there was, because of his leadership and the way he operated, he left room for me to step in and use the gifts God had given me, and really significant in the change of my future trajectory. And I'm grateful for the way the Holy Spirit led all of that and worked it. And I still am so grateful that my parents and family go to Peace Lutheran in Hearst, Texas.
That's awesome.
And I get to visit my home congregation every time I go home.
That's awesome. That's definitely not my story. I love your story. That's so cool. So my parents were wonderful, wonderful purveyors of faith in our family. Like, they took us to church every Sunday. My dad was everything from the congregational president to the treasurer to the AV guy to the elder usher, you know, all those kinds of things. And my mom was the preschool teacher, Sunday school teacher, and then my confirmation teacher. And that right there was like, oh gosh, I can't do confirmation with my mom as my teacher. And I have two older sisters, and so they had shown me the way, all those kinds of fun things. And so we were very much a very, very involved family at church. And then it came time for me to decide where to go to college, and I did the whole, you know, investigating Concordia Ann Arbor because that was the one closest to me. Yes, I said Ann Arbor, Mark. Anyway,
wow.
And it was great, but I really wanted to do theater. I really wanted to do theater, and I'd gotten accepted at a school that had a great theater program. So I went and did that for a few years. And then the Lord came a tapping and said, oh, wait, I think I need you back in the church. And I was like, nah. I didn't even know what a DCE was until I was 25, 26. And then I went back to school after having some really great conversations with a pastor back home, after trying to figure out what my career was supposed to be. And then the Holy Spirit just moved in so many ways so quickly, like within a month of trying to figure out what I was doing. I was at Concordia St. Paul and a DCE student and didn't have a clue as to what I was getting into truly, other than that the Lord was the one designing it and pushing, and that Holy Spirit moment in church where something that the pastor said just clicked. And I can't tell you those exact words he said, but it clicked that this is what I was supposed to go and do and figure out. And now we're here 20 plus years later, 25 years later. And he's just moving every day in every way. And it's neat because it really does stem from that family foundation with my parents showing me what being a volunteer and a member of a church was about, and the friendships that they built with all the other people at that church that they loved and you know, wanted to be around all the time. So,
yeah. Well, thank you both for sharing those stories. I think I highlight so many important things for us as we think about how we care for our young people today and what it is that can impact them for the future. You guys mentioned in the bios that you guys have been to a few gatherings before. This is not your first rodeo, as it were. And you've both been planners to the gathering before, which is the, kind of that team that helps us prepare for the gathering in the years in advance of that. What do you love about working with volunteers at the gathering?
Yeah, I want to correct Mark in his statement about young adult volunteers.
That's what I was going to ask you then. What year you served?
I served in 2001.
You were?
In
okay.
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was a part of Yellow Nation, or Orange Nation, sorry.
Okay.
We were in Orange, and we all came in and had there was a gathering of...
Oh, you were at... Yeah, now I remember. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was recruited from Concordia St. Paul and also through my home congregation. So Texas District was still partnering kind of with New Orleans, like helping out.
Yes, because you guys were actually trained in your hotel. I remember that now. Yeah. You're in Monteleone.
It was an adventure. It was the first time I'd ever driven myself to a foreign city.
Ooh, that's a big moment.
Of state. I had driven the first time I drove anywhere out of state.
Oh, wow.
Oh, rabbit.
Texas into Louisiana. And now that I live in Minnesota, right on the Wisconsin border, it's hilarious because I could drive out of state in 15 minutes.
Right.
But as a child and as a young person who grew up in the center, you know, the DFW area in Texas, it really does feel like a foreign country to leave Texas, to go outside of the state of Texas. But I am blown away by our church body. I think that is what is so inspiring about working with volunteers at the gathering, is that we get this incredible opportunity to see how God weaves different gifts together in his church. Mm-hmm. And you get there's nowhere else in my life where I get to serve with new and old friends across the country, praising God, holding space for youth and leaders to connect and grow as disciples of Jesus, and knowing that these young adults and adults have taken their vacation time, they've used money that they've saved, they've worked fundraisers, they've sacrificed time with family. They've said, I'm willing to let this take the place of my vacation that we're going to take as a family to be able to do this. And they come with hearts that are looking to serve God and serve young people. It's a significant, profound, humbling opportunity to walk alongside people that come with that kind of generosity. And we all have great and yucky days, right? Like, we're tired, we're hot, there's life going on. But at the end of every day, the reason people are pouring out that sacrifice and pouring out that their time and their energy is because they want to serve God and want to create space for his name to be praised and known. And I think that is one of the most attractive, beautiful little glimpse into heaven that I've experienced. And it's life-giving and energizing and hope-producing. Yeah, I think this is why we hear that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, is because of things, moments like these that they will remind us of. These are the great cloud of witnesses, at least the ones we can see right now until we are hanging out in heaven.
How about you,
Leslie? I'll say ditto to everything she said, but also just the other thing that always strikes me so beautifully, especially from Team Flex's first kind of named account last time was the range of volunteers that we have too, from our young adult volunteers, which are our energy and bright and joy and peace, to some of the oldest volunteers of our oldest ambassador and our and some of our older members who come for Team Flex for those 1 or 2 days. The age range and the energy range is such, it's so life-giving. It's so neat. And I think it's such a testament to the youth and to the DCEs and the lay workers and the pastors that come to the gathering to see that that range of joy and serving and emotion and peace and sharing God's love in so many different ways. I just think of all the age range of all the different volunteers we get to see too, because it just, it is the great cloud. And it is also just, it's inspiring. It makes you want to go back to your church and tell everybody can volunteer. Everybody can volunteer. So it's really fun. It's really, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your work with Team Flex. Cause I think the great thing about that program is that did allow us to have that opportunity for people to go back and say, like, there really are opportunities for anyone to volunteer and be a part of it. And that's been great to be able to open up those avenues and opportunities for people back home to come and support the event and be around young people and just have that hope that they have in Christ and be able to share that love that we have. So Lindsay, you are the gathering planner who directs our volunteer management teams. Let's talk a little bit maybe about ambassadors and young adult volunteers. If I'm new to the gathering, how might I use or experience help from gathering volunteers during the days of the gathering?
Yeah, you will see gathering volunteers in pretty much every area that you head toward, aside from going to restaurants. I mean, you might see them there, but they're not working at any of the restaurants.
Right, right.
Those are really our new friends that we're going to make while we're spending time and living in New Orleans. And we're hopeful that by the end, they're going to want to join us. They're going to want to join in on being part of a gathering volunteer in the future. But you'll have gathering volunteers that will be in your hotel. Like Mark was saying, we've got ambassadors in every hotel. They're there to help you answer questions in the morning, to make sure you feel confident about where you're headed when you're headed toward the convention center or to the dome. They're going to be able to give you access to answers that maybe you aren't able to find on the app or on the text line. You could be the person who asks the question for the very first time, and that ambassador can help get that answer to our helpline and help them get curate that information and make sure it gets pushed out and sent to the different folks that need to know it. Our ambassadors spend quite a bit of time before the gathering preparing. So they are trained. They have extra days of training when they arrive in the city. We want them to be people that you can trust to get you accurate information. We do know that we have resources like the app, and you can Google things now. There's a lot of really great resources at your fingertips that will help you answer questions independently. But also, sometimes you just need a person who's willing to pray with you. And so an ambassador, your Orange Nation young adult volunteer types, we are humans that want to care for you in the moment when you have a question or a concern. And so as you are walking toward the convention center from your hotel, you're probably also going to notice that there's folks in yellow, blue, and orange that are along the street cheering you on, reminding you, letting you know that this big city is not a big city for the time we're in the gathering. This big city is really, we just take it over, and it becomes the place where LCMS young people and adults that love them gather. And so it feels like a little small town because you walk down the street and you might see that same volunteer over and over again, even though there are thousands of people. And so it makes a big thing feel small. And so that's where you're going to notice volunteers in action. They're going to help you be safe on the streets. They're going to help you to know where to go. They want to help you find that thing you lost. So there's lost and found in information booths. We will be greeting you as you head into sessions and into all the different areas of activity. So interactive floor, rec floor, where you're going to be eating your meals. They're going to be helping you find your seats in the stadium or in the dome. They're going to be creating engagement. Maybe you're having a low energy day, and that young adult volunteer that you see in orange is going to help be the energy that you can't be for that moment for your young people. And then maybe even fill your heart with enough, I can do this-ness to make it to the next thing. So you're going to see gathering volunteers really everywhere you go. That's part of the gathering, which is, I think, a really unique experience, even from other youth event type gatherings that we may bring our young people to, that this is something that's very unique to the LCMS Youth Gathering.
Yeah. You guys kind of hinted at this a minute ago. Like, we are really blessed with, like, lots of ambassador applications. We're still taking YAV applications right now. What kinds of people do you see volunteering at the gathering?
Yeah, we have folks of all ages. So if you are out of high school, you can serve at the gathering as part of the young adult crew or as part of the ambassadors or Team Flex. We have folks from all across our country, nearly every state. Mark, you'd have to be the one to tell me which states we're missing, but I know we hit the majority of all of our states. We have people from every profession and background that serve at the gathering. We are not all church workers. We're not all retired. We are not all teachers that have summers off. It's a group of folks that comes from all walks of life. Our young adult applicants come from Concordia campuses as well as LCMSU chapters and hundreds of congregations that advocate and encourage and inspire their young people to come back to the gathering after being participants to come back and serve at the gathering as part of the Orange Nation. The gathering is the largest group or like place where we gather adults as well as young adults in addition to participants. And so it's pretty amazing. You could talk to a doctor in the morning, all the way down to a pastor, to a person who, just has never worked with young people before, but is excited to create space for young people to get to praise Jesus.
Yeah, I'm always impressed when I get to like drop in on training and meet our volunteers and being like, tell me a little about yourself. And like every answer is wildly different. And yet like the thing they share is that like this, they see the value and the impact that the gathering has. And this is like something that's really caring for young people is really important for them. And so they get to come together and do this thing together that like they would have never done otherwise. Why do you think the gathering volunteers make such an impact on the environment of the gathering?
I think when God inspires his people to use their gifts, it helps create room for others to hear his word and to connect in a relationship that's going to be transformational. And so the gift that the gathering offers by allowing volunteers to come and serve, by creating room for them to use their gifts, is that more and more people get to see what it looks like when the church comes together and we lets the Holy Spirit weave our gifts together. We get to travel to a city that's new, and that can be hard. We get to travel with groups of teens that don't live in your house, and that's hard. We get to walk around in the heat or be really cold in an interior space, and sometimes that is exhausting. And we might find ourselves hungry or tired or just unsure what we're doing. And in those moments, it could feel like this is impossible. And I think the gathering volunteers are the extra encouragement that helps us all know that we're not in this alone. Mm-hmm. Our volunteers create an environment where the leaders and the adults that are walking alongside teens during this time that we're together in New Orleans, that they know that they have support, that there's encouragement, that if there's a weakness, someone else is going to step in to fill that weakness, because that's how God's church works. And this is why we, as part of the volunteer management team, why we care so much about our volunteers is we want them to be the support, the pressure release, the place where our adults who are doing the day in, day out hard work of walking alongside young people can know that they can have someone that's going to pray for them, someone who's going to step in if there's a moment of uncertainty or confusion, that they're going to be ready to cheer them on. And I just remind them that, one, they're never alone because Jesus is always with us, right? But also that in this moment, they're physically not alone, that we've got people ready to step in and just be a support, to walk with you, to pray with you, and be a peaceful presence, maybe in the midst of whatever the day has brought your way. And so I think it's really significant. There's some amazing things that happen in the rooms of the gathering. But I think Profound things happen in the hallways also. Mm-hmm. And that's where you're going to find volunteers stepping in. You're going to notice people praying. You're going to notice people cheering each other on. You're going to notice in yourself even that, like, oh, okay, it's not that hot outside. I can handle this. Those people are out here. They're standing out here all day long. Like, there's a reminder. There's an adjustment, like kind of a perspective shift that happens. And you don't have to, you know, fuel that yourself. We get to encourage each other and be part of helping each other endure in big, true, deep hope that God is doing big kingdom work here.
Our volunteers work a lot and invest a lot. Like you said, the heat, the time, the hours, the standing, so much that goes into it. People might be saying, and like they come back and do it again. And they do, that there is something that is awesome about the opportunity to serve at the gathering too. So obviously our volunteers are getting things out of it as well. So Lindsay, what might you say about what do those who serve, what do they get out of the opportunity to be at the gathering as well?
Oh my goodness. What do they not get? they get memories. They get to experience something that a lot of them remember loving when they were a young person that came as a participant. There is lifelong friendship. There's opportunities personally to keep growing as a follower of Jesus. We also, as volunteers, get to grow some skills and some characteristics inside of us, like flexibility and fun and just increased faith. That even if we get placed in a position that is outside of what we do on a regular basis or feels like it might be outside of what we're comfortable with, we get to watch how the Holy Spirit provides and does what he does. Many of our volunteer alumni come back year after year after year because they've got lifetime friendships that began when they were randomly assigned into a room to be a roommate with someone they never met before. And then we later hear of those people being in each other's weddings, those people being the first people folks call in a crisis or in a moment of delight. We have stories of planners even who met their spouses at the gathering. So, you know, always a little plug there. And also you're going to notice like there is, I think even for our participants to the people who are at home sending them, through the volunteers, the planners, the folks who have spent years dreaming up what the gathering is going to look like. Each gathering is part of the journey of faith that we're on. And God uses that as a marker in time, but also as a preparing us for whatever's coming our way next. And so the gathering for a volunteer, it's just worth it. It's worth all of the things that might feel hard, because it's so much bigger than just those 5 days on the ground in New Orleans. It's so much bigger than that. They also get a comfortable bed to sleep in, and they get some of them get food sometimes. And we try hard to make sure they at least get to sit down a little bit. You know, there's some other little perks in there. Sure. They get to go to New Orleans and eat food they probably don't eat every day, and have a thing to look forward to and stories to tell when they get done. But I think our volunteers, what they would say is, what did they get out of it? They got to serve Jesus, and they got to see the beauty of our young people and experience the joy of getting to share their gifts to bless people. I think that's what they'd say they get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I think, you know, we see we love that you have a whole team that's designed to support the volunteers, who support the Adulators, yes, to like, right? That we have a whole system of people who are there to encourage and to point people to Jesus and let them to build that community together. Now, Leslie, you support Team Flex, and that might not be a name necessarily that everybody knows, because as Mark kind of talked earlier, like this is kind of the newest.
Yep.
Team that we've added in terms of gathering volunteers. Tell us a little bit about what Team Flex is.
So Team Flex is actually a little self-explanatory just in the title of that. We're the flexible volunteers. We are the ones that work the kind of strangest shifts. Like you get to pick. So if you have a day to give, you can give a whole day to the gathering. If you have all 5 days to give, you can give 4 hours a day or 8 hours a day. You really get to pick your flexible schedule. And then the jobs in which we put you in are really the flexible ones that just need maybe a gap fill here, or we didn't get quite enough of this, or it's the last minute asks that are, you know, just being a wonderful greeter to the kids in the convention center, or standing on that corner to say, oh, nope, don't go that way, go that way, you know, those kinds of things, and everything in between. But Team Flex really is for those who are older, who maybe can't do a full day. It's for those who are also involved in other things that can do lots and lots of work, all the way to that they can't do a full day. So it's really flexible is the key word. And that's what we are.
And so how is that different than maybe serving as an ambassador or a YAV?
So ambassadors and YAVs, and anyone can correct me if I'm incorrect, they make a commitment to be there for the full length of the gathering. And they serve sun up to sundown, maybe, or longer, usually. No, I'm just kidding. They serve for, like, what is that, 500 hours? No, I'm just kidding. They serve a lot. And they have very specific jobs that are have a lot more training involved. And a lot more in-depth time involved. Like they're for the ambassadors, they are the hotel leads. They are that person at the hotel. We don't put Team Flex people at hotels and things like that. Team Flex really are people who just have a few hours a day, maybe, or just a single day to serve. And that's where the local part of it really came into in the history of it, because that's how it kind of started, right? And then all the way up to, we have people who come as chaperones with their youth group who aren't a part of their numbers to get into the gathering, but want to still serve, but they still have jobs to do, like to help get food for their youth group kids or their church group, things like that. And so this is a way that they can see parts of the gathering, but still be able to care for their youth group and their kids. And so we've seen the gamut of everything from, and everything in between that too.
For you, Leslie, how has supporting volunteers at the gathering encouraged you or impacted you?
I think it goes back to what I talked about a little bit earlier, is that seeing the range of people who volunteer. So I just remember from Houston in 2022, the different ways in which people signed up for Team Flex were the people who were like, I'll do any job, anytime, any place, anywhere you want me. Just tell me, I signed up for everything. And then we had some people who said, I got 4 hours a day and I can't do a lot of walking, or I can't do this. But I want to be there. I want to serve. I want to see these kids. I want to be a part of these kids' faith journey, their life. I want to encounter my grandson or my nephew or my whatever that is. And I just think that's such a neat version of what volunteering at the gathering is. I know that some of the ambassadors do that as well, that's their heart for being there too, is to see their church group or their kids or their grandkids or their, you know, all those things. And that part's wonderful, but it's really neat to witness these people. Because there's not a ton of perks to Team Flex other than a really amazing blue T-shirt.
What color are these?
We get to be blue.
Part of it. They also get to be part of the gathering.
I was just gonna say. So when I talk about perks, yes, the T-shirt, great. But the biggest perk of all, quite honestly, is that they get to be a part of the gathering and they get to experience it in such a unique way. Whether they're serving, like I said, 4 hours a day, 1 day a week, or they're serving an entire day full, and in lots of different areas. They can work anything from the stadium or the dome to the convention center, to helping out with a concert or a special event somewhere else within the gathering, just whatever the needs are. And that to me, and that's what we heard after last gathering, was that was the impact, was the getting to serve the kids and the adults of the gathering, because we had a bunch of our Team Flex people serve at the adult rest area, and they just had great conversations and prayed with people and loved on people. And that's a huge impact, is that they just get to be a part of the gathering, and they get a cool blue T-shirt too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. thank you guys so much for your heart in supporting those volunteers and just helping us to value them as well, and to share a little bit about what that looks like. We know we still have ambassadors have already been selected, but certainly we are still open for young adult volunteers, and we will be opening soon for Team Flex. So hopefully it's a little encouragement for folks to be thinking about that. But thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, as we said at the beginning, so much of what happens at the LCMS Youth Gathering happens because of our amazing volunteer teams. Just we talk about them being the hands and feet of the gathering, pointing others to the love of Jesus, giving a layer of hospitality and safety. It's just such amazing to have them at the event and the energy that they bring, and just, again, the way they encourage us and our young people and adult leaders. So thankful for them. So thankful for any of you listening who have either served as a YAV or an ambassador or Team Flex member or going to here in 2025. Thank you for all the ways that you've invested in young people and participants at the gathering.
Yeah, I think about how in everyday life, our young people have a lot of voices that are telling them to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. You got to be cool. You got to play it cool. You got to, not care about other people or care about yourself more. And then at the gathering, they have these thousands of young adults and adults who model for them what it looks like to sacrifice, to be empathetic, to be kind, to be welcoming to new people, and all of those things, and how much that changes everything about our environment for them, and the way that they are subtly told that the church values them sheerly by the amount of people who sacrifice their time and energy, their vacation time to be there. Every volunteer they see reminds them that their church cares for them, which is just a huge value add to our event for sure.
Yeah, we get questions a lot. I think Lindsay maybe said it about, our event is unique that this is a lot of young people who are coming to a city they don't know, many of them, with adult leaders who are not necessarily their parents. And so it's kind of a unique setting. And I just remember very early on, this was like one of the gifts of social media, was when we were maybe getting some questions about safety and connection around the youth gathering, and just how many adult leaders were able to express that, like, man, once you get there, like, there are just so many volunteers, other sets of eyes and ears that are looking out for young people and for the congregations that are there. And that it just builds that kind of family connection and safety connection that we have. So it just adds that layer too. That's just so practical for our event, that creates, again, that area of welcoming for our congregations that come in. So even for those first timers, that they know there's a place that they belong and a place that they can connect into the body that is those attending the gathering in that city.
Yeah, what a gift to be able to see the body of Christ in action in that kind of way, as they experience everything else that they're experiencing at the gathering. It's such a huge gift. So a few closing questions for you to consider. How can you let your youth participants know about utilizing and thanking our gathering volunteers?
How can gathering volunteers or their efforts at the gathering strengthen volunteer efforts at your home congregation?
And who might you encourage to be a YAV or Team Flex as those applications open? We will continue to keep you in our prayers as you encourage young people in your congregation as a volunteer. Please keep our planning team and our gathering volunteers in your prayers as well.
End Goals Podcast is a production of LCMS Youth Ministry and KFUO Radio. To find links mentioned in this episode or more about LCMS Youth Ministry, go to kfuo.org/youthministry and find resources for your youth ministry at youthesource.com. Thank you for listening and caring for the young people of our church.